At many coffee shops, people view free Wi-Fi as essential as, say, cream and sugar. Customers go to sip and to type, whether they're being productive or at least want to feel like they're being productive. Well, one coffee shop owner in New England has had enough. She feels like laptops and tablets have actually become bad for business, and so she has banned them. Vermont Public Radio's Annie Russell went to see how going unplugged has played out.
August 1st is a popular coffee shop and bakery in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Customers chat, read the paper, and order sandwiches and espresso drinks at the counter. And like in a lot of coffee shops, there's the familiar glow of laptop screens and the clicking of keyboards. But not anymore. The cafe banned laptops and tablets.
I was here working on my laptop, and then I looked over and saw that there's a sign that says laptop free.
Luna Koltz is a senior at the University of Vermont. She comes to the bakery to study. She's shocked that using her computer is against the rules.
My friend and I started talking about it because we're both on screens. And then I said, should I go up there and apologize?
When owner Jody Whalen first opened 4 years ago, she initially offered free Wi-Fi to customers. Students like Colt flocked to the business and started typing away and staying all day.
We saw a lot of customers come in, look for a table, not be able to find one, and leave. So it was kind of money flowing out the door for us.
That's why Whalen decided no more screens. It was a gradual move. She started by shutting down the Wi-Fi 2 years ago. Then the shop banned screens during lunch.
A lot of people were disappointed, but we actually saw our sales increase.
And what's socially acceptable when it comes to using a laptop in public anyway? Luna Colt says it's about how much money you spend.
I think you should buy something every 2 hours if you're going to be here and just work all day.
She says as long as you're being a good customer, there's nothing wrong with working on a laptop. It's why she comes here in the first place.
I mean, if I was going to be here all day, I'd probably come here and eat breakfast, and then a few hours later I'd have lunch. So, I mean, I would guess that wouldn't lose them any money, really.
Not quite, according to Jody Whalen. It's less about how much any given laptop user buys. It's all about the table space.
Even if they think they're a good customer because they buy lunch, they're still here for 4 hours.
Steven Gonzalez also comes here to work, but says he pays attention to the number of tables free.
If there's no tables, or if there's like one table, I probably would never sit down and set up shop.
And Whalen says it's not just about the money.
To walk into a place and see people looking at their screens with a blank stare, it takes away just kind of the community aspect of it, of you being in a place with other people.
Gonzalez says the policy makes him consider how much he really needs technology. He's at a table with a notebook open.
I thought, can I actually do work and be screen free? And I thought, yeah, I think I can.
But everything in moderation. Smartphone users won't be kicked out, at least not for now. For NPR News, I'm Annie Russell in Burlington, Vermont.
As long as you are not on a laptop at that coffee shop in Vermont, we hope that you will come visit Morning Edition's Facebook page. You can also find us on Twitter at NPR Green and at NPR Inskeep and at Morning Edition. You're listening this morning on your public radio station, and they have a website as well. We encourage you to pay them a visit.